Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Last week, we had a combination show of the Good Fortune Show and the Joyful Manifestation Show. And I hope you practiced some of that, at least. And this week, we have the Joyful Manifestation Show, which is broken into segments. First, just a general segment, then money manifestation segment, and then soulmate manifestation segment. You know, when people think about it and they wonder, why is it that Sugandhi Iyer is focusing on money manifestation and soulmate manifestation as separate topics, almost as if what she's doing, after all, the world is pretty conversant with relationship situations and how to solve them already. So many books have been written on these subjects and how to make money also. But I have been doing this for a few years now, quite a few years actually. And even if the thought ever came to me, why am I focusing on soulmate manifestation and money manifestation as separate topics and in a way different from other people around the world? Even if this thought comes to me ever, that is, obviously I've gone beyond it, but if it came to me, as it might come to you, I have found it proven to me again and again and again that the soulmate manifestation method works and the money manifestation method works. Joyful manifestation works. I find it proven to me again and again on a daily basis when I work with my clients. If they had followed the already existing relationship methods and rules and principles that many people have come up with, then they most probably don't get what they want and can't keep it, cannot keep it. However, whenever I find a client fall back into a regular relationship solution practiced around the world, I find that the results they get is not okay, and they were just about to make a huge mistake. Obviously, I step in there and I pull them out of the trench, and I pull them out of the slump, better word, and I show them how to do it, explaining, of course. And guess what? Different results. Different results. So for everyone listening over here, if you practice joyful manifestation methods, which includes money manifestation and soulmate manifestation, then you will have different results from what would have happened if normal relationship methods were used. What is that book, Men on Mars or Women on Venus? Well, all of these methods, I'm not trying to put that book down. I'm sure it's wonderful. But I'm just saying, because, you know, it popped into my mind immediately, because, you know, the Mars men and Venus women thing has been in existence for some time now. And so it popped into my mind easily as an example of the fact that many books have been written on this subject, and following them does not mean that they will work. Following soulmate manifestation methods has proven to me time and time again that soulmate manifestation methods, as as laid in the Joyful Manifestation book as practiced by me, Sugandhi Iyer, work, as does money manifestation. What I do is I go into the energy, I go into the energy, and I fix things. I fix the blocks. I fix the patterns using my methods and working with the client. I show her or him how to think and how to act and what to do, how to do it. I guide them holding their hands, literally. I guide them through communication that they have with their soulmates, potential soulmates. I actually guide them. And I show them how to word things, when to send a message, how to do it, and how to get the best results possible while explaining it to them so that they become that, so that they are able to do it at some point. It's just that everybody has been trained by previous teachings. And so they fall back again and again into old patterns of approaching subjects and solving. The mind just collapses or falls back, not collapses, but falls back into old methods. Because it's trained, it's programmed to be that way from childhood. And who knows how much beyond, also beyond childhood. They say that babies are alert in the womb and they pick up things that their parents say around them. Babies listen to voices, very, very alert. And then follow those patterns. They see a lot is learned in the womb. A lot is learned in the womb. My 3-day-old nephew came home. I was in my brother's house. So my brother's wife comes home, you know, with my brother and the baby. And since she just came home 3 days after, or 2 days, I don't know what it was, I don't remember, but she came home very quickly and they plopped the baby into my arms and they went inside the house. I was kind of sitting in the living area, foyer living area, and they went into the deeper into the house to the bedroom. She had to keep her things and freshen up, et cetera, right? Settle down. So they plopped the baby into my arms, my first nephew, so cute. And the baby, my nephew, he was facing downwards. His face was downwards. And his face was downwards towards my left shoulder. And I did not want to move him around too much. I mean, what was he? A couple of days old, right? I didn't want to do that. I just thought to myself, trust me, I just thought to myself, oh, it would be so nice if I could see a cute face. That's what I thought, one sentence. Guess what he did, this 2 or 3 day old thing? He started to move around and he moved his whole body from one shoulder to the other, like one side to the other, so that his legs came to this left side and his face, his head came to my right shoulder facing upwards. And he showed me his cute face. I'm thinking, oh my God, this baby got connected to me while he was in my sister-in-law's womb. Because, you know, I was hanging around. And I also cooked sometimes for them. And we went out and we do a lot of things together. And then I thought to myself, how is it even possible? This 2, 3 or 3 day old thing moves his body so that his head is now on my right shoulder, his feet and legs are on the left side of me, correct? And his head is now facing upwards. And he fulfilled my wish. That's how powerful thoughts are to people we are connected to. And I remember this is just one day more or the same day, I'm not sure. They were trying to change his diaper. And he was probably hungry, screaming his head off. Didn't know he had to stop screaming, obviously. And you know, as Indians, we were like, even though my sister-in-law is American, but we're all the same type where we're very indulgent towards kids. And while he was screaming his head off and these people changing his diaper, and I'm telling them, why don't we feed him first before we change his diaper, right? But anyways, so then I just told my nephew again, I said, open your eyes, open your eyes. And you know, he had his eyes tightly closed. It was what, day 2 or 3 or 4? His eyes are tightly closed and he had not opened them since he came into the house, fresh baby and all. And I said, open your eyes, open your eyes. There's nothing to be scared of, you know, nothing at all. Just calm down, open your eyes. And he opened his eyes and looked at me and calmed down. That's what you call a connection. So if this is the case and we're able to be connected to people who are close to us, these connections exist with soulmates also. And we're able to send the messages mentally. The better we are connected, the better the messages are. And when we go into other life areas for money, employers, the more we are connected to them and have their good intentions inside us, for them, for their company. They receive these messages. They discover our true intentions and what we want for them. So our thoughts, beliefs, intentions for them would work for them, and they would feel confident about us. There's a lot of connections happening with people. And of course, it's different with your nephew and your family, because that's a first level connection. But then when you go to the next level of connections, even our employers, even the people that we're connected to, would realize that we have their best interests at heart. And our earnestness in our thoughts and desires for them, not being selfish, would get communicated. And that's how you see some people progress so fast. There's something to do with their intentions. And you know, let's talk more about this. I want to be more specific about this. So we're going into money manifestation, work and career, and we will be listening to some music. I don't want you to go away. So remember, I'm coming back soon, so hold on tight. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation now, work and career. We were talking about intentions and how these intentions are conveyed from us to someone else. Of course, here I would like to say that I'm sure there are people who say, but Sugandhi, we had the best intentions and still people did not recognize it. So I would say, along with intentions, a bit of confidence also would help. So let's say there is this woman and she is an employee and she walks into a company. Her thoughts should be to maintain the company the way it is. That is to say, her thoughts would be, I am sure, and if this is an affirmation, this is how it would be, I am sure that I can help maintain this company in the way that it is used to. And let's say she sees something amiss, then she can say, I'm sure that I can help get this company back to the glory that it has known before. And let's say it never knew glory, the company, right? Then you could say, I'm sure that I can help this company achieve its goals and targets and be better than all other companies in existence in its field of expertise. So this is an intention, which in the form of an affirmation makes you a kind of a spiritual warrior for that company. And if we want to get rid of the word warrior, we'll say spiritual helper for that company, a true representative of that company. And this would be in your aura as you go to work every day, because your intention is to help the company. That's it, period. We have spoken many times about working on promotions, working on raises. But in this situation, I would say our intention should be so strong to help the company, we don't even care about our promotions and raises. And once we go beyond that, then the true shining golden intention from within us pervades the environment and attracts naturally and organically raises and promotions. See, there are various levels to working on this. We can work on the raises and promotions directly. That also works. But if you really want to be a true representative, then we work on this level where we become a true representative. We don't care about the raises and promotions, but we do get them. Because which company would not want to pay somebody for their true services coming from their heart? Some people might say, it comes from my soul. It doesn't matter. Earnestness. Our earnestness pervades everything. We're not trying to make this equal to sacrificing and martyrdom. That's what people do on a country level, right? We're talking about still working within reasonable parameters, but with a full intention to help. Now, what happens is your mind becomes the mastermind. and goes even beyond the owners of the company, who obviously have set up that company for it to do well, correct? Owners set up companies for the companies to work really, really well. So they have the best intentions towards the company amongst everybody who could leave a company and go to another one once they get a better offer somewhere else. So let's put the owners of the company on top of the pyramid. So they have the best intentions, but even amongst this, an employee can still have better intentions than an owner because there still are owners who, if the company is not doing well, they can sell it and move away, right? Junk it, sell it. There are still owners who do that. There are owners who start a company and in the first couple of years, they take out their investment first. They pay themselves first. They take out their investments, even to the existence of milking the company dry. There are owners like that. But a true employee who wants a company to do well and who comes in with that intention becomes the mastermind behind the success of that company. And they become the people who can take the company to higher and higher levels of success. I remember a movie, was it Apollo? Correct me if I'm wrong, there are people here who would have seen this movie. And the hero, not the hero, he's not the hero actually, but he's in charge of the whole project. And I think they've gone to, because I've seen this movie many, many years ago, correct? So I don't remember the details, but they go to another planet or the moon, something like that. And they're having a problem coming back, the team. But the project leader, he is determined to bring them home. And he succeeds. His mind becomes the mastermind behind everything. His mind and his intention to bring everybody back home to Earth was stronger than all the negativity in the situation. And it fueled, FUELED, fueled the whole trip back home. And everybody, I don't know, but I don't know the exact details, but they came home. And his mind pervaded everything and made everything happen. Mind is but consciousness, and consciousness can be everywhere at the same time. So, if somebody has a powerful mind, their consciousness would pervade all the nooks and crannies, all the space, all the gaps. And their mind would make it work because their consciousness is like a hand that goes out and makes things happen. So imagine that this leader, this project leader, is back on Earth in the control room and he's watching things. He is limited by his physical body. Because his hands can stretch only so far. But his consciousness can go forward through space, enter every gap, every other mind, every instrument, space miles away. I don't know the exact language. And like a invisible hand, his mind his consciousness, makes things happen. And that's what they say about God. God pervades everything. God is everywhere. And if you ask God, God can do anything that you want. So that's one way, that is to ask God, and God does it for you. The other way is to know that you're a part of God. You are God yourself. And your consciousness pervades everything also. And if that's the case, with the best intentions, from the purest of spaces, without sacrificing, we are not encouraging martyrdom here. Even though I come from the land of Mahatma Gandhi, I don't encourage that. So you go forward, you put your consciousness into places, spaces, and things, and people, and it would do its job. You become the mastermind behind it. So again, this goes back to a previous show where I said, we project what should happen. We should not be projected at, because other people may not have the best of intentions, but we do. And if we have the best of intentions, we can make anything happen. Because literally, your mind controls your world. Your mind controls this world. Why? If you go to the book Joyful Manifestation, and I highly recommend that you keep this book with you, just open a page and there are beautiful quotes there. Just open a page and a paragraph would guide you. It's a beautiful mix of the West and the East. And I'm honored to be able to be the person who can bring that to you, because I'm very Westernized, but I'm also very Eastern in my origins. I've just been brought up with a beautiful mix of the two. Along with being able to have been brought up for many, many years in a place where it's full of what we call Bollywood. Bollywood is the Indian term from Bombay, Mumbai, of Hollywood. So that's Bollywood. And so I have all of this as part of my upbringing. The filmdom, the Eastern culture, the Western way, because I was born into an airline baby. So travel the world, international flying, etc. And being able to bring all of this to you is an honor for me. And so if you buy the book Joyful Manifestation, there is that part where it talks about you being the God. So it explains the various levels. And it also explains karma and how karma should be viewed. And karma connected to the law of attraction and the methods that you can use. And it does talk about you being the center of your universe, meaning that just like the sun has all the planets revolving around it, you are the center of your universe, and you can get your different life areas revolving around you in a fantastic way so that you don't lose any one of them or nobody else takes something from you. Or project something at you where you stop being the center of your universe and somebody else becomes the controller. And when you understand this, and please do go read the book, really appreciate it. When you understand this, you would be able to have all of your life areas work around you smoothly and not feel as if you're being controlled by something else. We are going to take a couple of minutes break and enter soulmate manifestation, love and sex. We are going to listen to some music and come back soon, so hold on tight.
I'm a lady.
Joyful manifestation, love and sex. Love. Joyful manifestation.
Gentlemen.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. Yesterday, last night actually, late evening, we watched a movie in our family. It was an Indian movie, and of the language that I come or that I regularly speak at home, even though I do dream in English also, because I'm educated in English. And I grew up in Bombay, which is now Mumbai, and educated in English, so don't know, and I'm going to admit this, I don't know how to read or write my native language. I do know how to read and write Hindi, which is supposed to be the country's national language, because we were educated in that for a little bit. But it's still slow in the sense, by the time I count the letters and I read them, if it's TV, the screen would have changed. But I do know how to speak my mother tongue. That is the state that I come from. So each state has its own language, and then you have the country's national language. But because I was raised and educated in a society where everybody spoke English, and all my education was in English, so I would just dream in English. Also, I do dream in English. And when we could opt between the state's language, then we also had a choice of French, so I took up French. So I studied French in school, and then I studied French in college instead of the state language. So this is how I am, and so I was watching this movie in my own state language, the state that I come from, Okay, that's complicated. And so they have a way of talking, and they're very witty. I'm not talking about the state I grew up in, but the state that I originally belonged to, which is Tamil Nadu. And Tamilians are very witty. They use their words, and everything has double meaning, or they talk like that. So everybody's laughing, or their leg is being pulled, kind of. So for me, it's a novelty because I was not brought up there. I was brought up in Bombay. And then, of course, US. But then here I was watching these movies of my original native language. And I watched one yesterday. And in that, they're talking about how there are people who are not super well educated, but they're inventors. They are naturally clever. And they build things. So these children they were showing discovered all kinds of things. It's in the movie, right? And they discovered all kinds of things. But these kids were rejected from school because they were not doing well academically. But the movie was talking about these children and how they are so intelligent that they're discovering things that people around the world don't know about. And they were being, obviously, since it's a movie, there has to be the good person, they have to be the bad person, and there were people attacking and doing some kind of procedure on these children so that some part of their front brain does not work and they lose their self-willpower. So they become controlled or easily controlled by others. So they lose their ability to think for themselves and obviously their ability to discover all these things, because if they discovered all these things, then many of the products around the world, including oil, would become redundant. And these other major big companies would lose money. Because these people, these kids' inventions would make sure that all these other things become redundant. So then obviously these kids were targeted and they were made useless. And the lesson of the movie was that don't try to force education on your children, but look at what their talents are. So they're saying, look at their rough notes. Children in school and college, they go and they get educated, but they're actually interested in something else and they're working on something else. So they're saying, pick up the rough notes, they're telling parents, pick up the rough notes of your kids and find out what they are actually interested in and what they are actually talented for, or what subjects they're talented in. And then obviously, you know, the end of the movie, the parents were doing that and they found that all of these children, many of these children were not interested in the school curriculum, but were actually working on other things. Some were doing fashion designing, some were inventing things, putting things together in their mind mechanically. And then there were some that were trying to find out ways to rescue nature, correct? So by the end of the movie, parents were convinced that they need to go with their natural talents of their children rather than to force them academically and then feel insulted if their children are rejected by normal society. And I was thinking to myself, I have a college degree, two actually, one in accounting and one in law. But am I really practicing that? No. I'm actually doing what I love to do. I love to talk. I love to write. I love to sing. And yes, the song, you know, before the Soulmate Manifestation, that's mine. I just kind of created it in 3 minutes and just went and recorded the lyrics. And it just came naturally to me because I felt I needed to have music that's not copywritten by somebody else, correct? And so then that just came and that was, it just flowed. And other talents. I have drawing, painting, sequin on clothes, making sure the clothes look prettier than what they normally do. Many things like decorating. And I remember in school, my rough drawings were of models and dresses and faces and forms and little stories that I would write. So these were my rough notes rather than, you know, academically, whatever they were feeding us. Of course, we studied well, we graduated, we did that thanks to my family, my parents, and my education. But what I'm saying is that a lot of you would have skills that are being ignored, that are being suppressed, but would actually bring you a great living, would actually bring you something that you never imagined that you could make a living doing what you love to do. And when people are controlled, what happens is that they're programmed. And then they stop using God-given gifts of doing well in their career or of winning their soulmate, because they're practicing what the rest of the world is saying works. But in soulmate manifestation, you cannot use what the rest of the world uses for yourself, because you're a unique being. You have a unique vibration. You have unique thoughts and belief systems. You're not constructed the way that others are. And so if everybody else is failing at relationships, it does not mean you also have to fail at it. It does not mean that fictitious Jane cannot succeed. Because fictitious Jane is herself. And she could have a unique essence, a unique fragrance that can attract things to her. And she does not have to follow what everybody else follows. What I'm trying to say here is, don't listen to the failure stories of your friends. Don't read up on failure stories. Don't read up on typical pattern situations of soulmate relationships and how people cheat on each other and what they do to each other and how men are from Mars and women are from Venus. Your soulmate is a perfect reflection of you and where you are with your belief system about yourself. He is not from Mars, and neither are you from Venus. And that's the truth. He's your mirror. And he will mirror your glory. He will mirror how amazing you are back to you. He will show you your progress as you progress with your personal love karma. He will reflect it back to you. And everybody has a unique talent and skill. And that is what they need to tap on. I'm not trying to say education is bad. This is not about that. Being educated is great. I love that I can read through paragraphs of even weird legal stuff and read through it and completely understand it very quickly and not be bored by the terms. Not that I engage in it, but I'm saying I'm able to do it. I'm able to work on accounting and think of fantastic ways. My accounting trained mind, I have been trained in accounts for 5 years of continuous education. And so I'm very good with numbers. So education is great. But what I'm saying is, you are unique and you have some unique talents and skills. And yes, you can bring it forward into all aspects of your life, because the beep, beep vibration that you give out, that is you. That is you. That's your announcement of who you are. Wherever you go, you're taking you with you. You're taking you with you, and you attract things to you. And you hold everything in your gravitational space by virtue of your personal power, by virtue of who you think you are. And I would say that nobody can judge someone else and their power. Your mastermind, we were talking of being the mastermind in your company, correct? Your mastermind could be the key to holding your relationship to you. Of course, first attracting it and then holding it to you. So then your mastermind pervades it. And your soulmate reflects it back to you because he's a very clear mirror. So if your soulmate is not doing what you think he should be doing, somewhere in the vibration of your love karma, there's still work to be done. And we hear of all of these singers and actors and actresses and all the things that are happening. Listen to what they say. Every statement they make reflects where they are in their love karma. And once you become really good at this, you could just read a statement made by some famous person and you would know, oh, this is how they think about themselves. It's an affirmation. Yes, they're making affirmations about themselves. They're making affirmations about their relationships. They're making affirmations about what they attract to themselves. And then you would be able to see, oh my God, this is what they're saying about themselves. They are basically sabotaging themselves. Well, I shouldn't do that. Because my statements about myself have to be different. My statements about myself have to be clear and wonderful. And if I think that my soulmate loves me, then he does love me. If I think that he's coming to me, then he is coming to me. If I think that he's already with me, then he's already with me. Whatever I think about myself is what happens. And I feel empowered to do so. And this is the kind of empowerment that we want, confidence about ourselves and our ability to get what we want. And the whole thing about your mastermind, your consciousness pervading everything. If your consciousness is strong and comes with purity attached to it, or arises from purity, and the best intentions for your soulmate, then your consciousness will win over everybody else who's interfering. And by that, I mean other women. A wife who feels she's the best for her husband can defeat the thoughts and intentions of any other woman. A girlfriend who feels she would make the best wife for this man can defeat every other thought of every other woman, including self-defeating thoughts of the soulmate himself. That confidence of being the mastermind behind everything. That confidence of making sure, and remember, there's not controlling. There's a big difference, and I've said this before, there's a difference between being controlling and having control over things. You can have control over things, you don't need to control them. You don't need to be controlling. And by you, I'm not saying you're controlling. Let's just bring fictitious Jane and she takes all the blame. Fictitious Jane need not be controlling, but she can have control over her different life areas and people who are in her life, because she is the center of her universe. And she can have all of her life areas rotate very well around her. All of this is in the book Joyful Manifestation. It'll be great if you do read it, buy it, get a hard copy, get a paperback, because it feels so good when you can just open the book and it tells you what you want to read about, what you want to know. Feels good to carry it around, actually, or to have it lie on your coffee table. And then people come in and say, what is this? And I follow the principles of Joyful Manifestation. Remember, these are not my principles. I mean, I'm giving them to you. Obviously, I've researched them, et cetera, et cetera. But they're universal principles. And you're just getting to know the universe. That's it. Just having a friendly talk about the universe. You know, I'm at the end of our show for today. We will be meeting again next week, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for the Good Fortune Show, where we will create good fortune so you naturally attract good fortune situations to you. In the meantime, I hope that you see how you affect the various life areas that are part of your life. That includes money, that includes love, it includes family, it includes food. Yes, food. It includes beauty, health. It includes all of this. And if you're the mastermind who pervades everything with your consciousness, the better the vibrations of your consciousness, the better the messages that they give out, your consciousness gives out, the better all of these other life areas are going to be attracted to you and stay with you, so that you can continue working on them and bring them to the best possible place that they can be. I'm, of course, available. Do contact me by WhatsApp, and I'll be happy to answer a question. To subscribe as a member to these shows, go to BBS Radio or search for the Joyful Manifestation Show and search for the Good Fortune Show and subscribe. It's hardly $2.99 a month. It's nothing. And you just want to be part of this great energy of Joyful Manifestation. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show. I want to wish you a fantastic rest of the day.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. Stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.